John Wick 4, a high-concept movie, so rich in detail and reference that I had to go and see it twice and I'm still only scratching the surface. To begin with, John Wick is dead. There is no doubt whatever about that. This must be accepted or nothing further can be understood. John Wick is dead, and when we understand this, we understand that every episode in the series is about John's journey from darkness to light. Even the theme song, Seasons in the Sun, is about a man saying goodbye because he's dying. It doesn't get plainer than that. John Wick is dead. Biblical and pre-biblical references are scattered throughout the series, and more so in this movie in particular, and none of them bode well. From the opening monologue quote from Dante's Inferno, to Charon, the concierge at the hotel who shares a name with the boatman who takes the dead across the River Styx, to John, finally, taken on a boat journey towards his final doom. To the shot of flight across water immediately after a dying John asks Winston to take him home. Close to the end, we see Cain approach a mortally wounded John and call him my brother. There's even a fight in a nightclub called Heaven and Hell. And let's not talk about John Wick's Christ-like hair and beard. The film wears John Wick's impending doom on its sleeve. Dying, John finally sees the dawn. He sees his wife Helen. He's made it through the darkness to the light. He's escaped purgatory. He has journeyed across the Styx. He has ascended endless stairs to reach the Sacred Heart. His love for his wife has redeemed him. So, a few random thoughts. First, consequences. In the universe of the High Table, actions have consequences. Debts must be paid. Rules must be followed. And John broke the rules twice. First, he returned to that world, which was a breach of his own rules. Second, he killed a member of the High Table on sacred ground, thereby excommunicating himself. And for breaking those rules, John has to die. For breaking those rules, a number of his friends will also die, because in the world of the High Table, there are consequences. Second, dogs. There are dogs in every John Wick movie. At the end of the first, John Wick adopts a pit bull, a breed known for its relentless aggression, a dog bred for war. And then we have a trio of Malinois. The first two owned by hotel manager Sophia, the last one owned by Mr. Nobody. If pit bulls are bred for war, Malinois are sleeker, faster and more intelligent, known for their massive prey drive. Pit bulls are bred for fighting other dogs, whereas Malinois are bred for taking out people. But both are purebred, both have their particular skills and both embody elements of John Wick himself. Focus, commitment, sheer will. It's telling that the dog that Helen, his wife, bought for John was a beagle, a small friendly dog filled with love and posing no threat. That puppy is the embodiment of their undying love. But from the fearful moment when the puppy is killed, John is searching to rediscover the link between himself and his wife. In dying, he achieves it. And finally, the arcane. The world of the High Table is filled with arcane cultural references. An underworld of obscure marquee and Belarusian gypsies, of blood markers, 1950s bookkeeping, where Japanese gangsters arm themselves with bows and wakizashi. It's the world of I am Klaus. For no good reason except, of course, I am Klaus. And a tracker with no name using weapons wielded in previous cinematic history by the man with no name. And can I just say a thank you for Mr. Nobody for using a lever action rifle in caliber 45-70. Just thanks. I could list the cultural delights in this movie alone. The warriors, gun fu, car fu, sawn off shotgun toting orthodox priests, the final shootout featuring spaghetti western soundtrack, the fact that the Marquis is one of the three best ever Bond villains alongside Red Grant and Le Chiffre, or he should be. There's even a pencil, a fucking pencil. All of the movies are filled with a love of cinema, a love of spectacle, and a love of storytelling. It shines through. This world of the High Table sits proudly within moviedom as its own thing. Not just an action movie, a world-creating action movie that lifts action and stunts to an entire new plane of existence. The first Jason Bourne film managed to take action cinema to a higher level. The John Wick series is a quantum leap beyond that. And did I mention the cinematography? No? It's sumptuous. That alone deserves an Oscar. John Wick inhabits a world of gorgeous visuals and thundering, kinetic, CPR-inducing ballistic sounds. A world of mindless dancers in industrial discotheques, gunfu at the Arc de Triomphe, and hiding in plain sight assassins. And John's own journey towards redemption is a path unto itself within that world. The best compliment I think I can pay the series is that the logic of the Wikiverse makes complete sense. Despite the violence back here in the real world, the pasteurised, homogenised, pathologised, masked, triple jabbed, 2 metres of safe space, trigger warning, words as violence in the Western world, where masculinity is a behavioural disorder, and straightforward love between a man and woman is deeply threatening, where mythology and the hero's journey are shorthand for white supremacist phobia, the world of John Wick and John Wick's journey is a deeply founded, emotional, grounded reply. And that reply to our safe space universe, to quote Kane, speaking to the Marquis just before the duel, is, quite simply, fuck off. Or as John Wick might say, right. As I said at the start, John Wick is dead. He was killed by his brother, Kane. There will be no John Wick 5. But the Wick universe exists in the future forms of the Ballerina, the Continental Hotel, and possibly Akira out there somewhere hunting Kane. There's a lot to be excited about, and it would be nice to think that just maybe Hollywood would take the success of John Wick as an excuse to start making good movies again, rather than producing limp propaganda for the Rainbow Alliance. But even if Hollywood does not pay heed, we've got John Wick's world to look forward to, and I've got faith that, as a cinematic concept, it will continue to make good movies. As the Marquis says, how you do anything is how you do everything. John Wick 4, not a movie, the final chapter of a journey to redemption through the medium of ultraviolence, brotherhood, and dogs.